The Arkansas Prostate Cancer Foundation is reaching out to men and their families all across Arkansas. Know your stats. 1 in 9 men will be diagnosed with prostate cancer in his lifetime. Stay in the game. All men ages 45 to 75 should see a doctor to consider a screening for prostate cancer. Don't sit on the sideline. Prostate cancer is nearly 100% survivable if caught early. For more information, visit arprostatecancer.org.
New appliances mean a family recipe simmering on the stove and fresh sheets in the dryer. At the Home Depot, they also mean saving even more on your next appliance. Samsung brings innovation to your kitchen and laundry room. And right now, we'll bring it right to your door, delivered free. Bring style and function home with fall savings on your next Samsung appliance at the Home Depot. How doers get more done. Free delivery on purchases $396 or more, valid through October 21st, U.S. only.
GEICO presents Monster Counseling.
Dracula, tell me how you're feeling.
No one understands how lonely it is. No one will even let me into their house. I knock and I knock, but they ignore me.
Uh-huh. What else?
I look in the mirror and I don't even see myself anymore.
If you don't see yourself clearly, can you really expect others to?
I'm having a breakthrough.
It's not easy to be a vampire. But with GEICO, it's super easy to switch and save hundreds on your car insurance.
The Bombers postgame show rolls on. Classic Hits 101.7.
Back at Everett Field in Benton, and the Benton Panthers have defended their home turf on homecoming with a 35-7 win over the Mountain Home Bombers. You know, you look back at this and you say to yourself, man, Mountain Home had some chances. They did some good things. They were just kind of a step away several times. And then you say, man, Benton's a really good football team.
They are a really good football team, and I think that they will, you know, we said that they've been in the state championship 2 years in a row. I mean, I wouldn't be surprised to see them back at third year. They are phenomenal. That led on that quarterback, Brown, is just phenomenal.
Yeah, he did a really lot of good anticipatory throws, didn't he?
He did. I think he did a great job of just sort of reading the defense and like I said earlier, just kind of taking what he was given. He is definitely, you can tell, the leader of this team. Just a great performance by him. I also think he had some great targets of wide receivers, and can't wait to see how many yards he ended up having.
Tobias, the Bomber offense, boy, it looked good at times, and then it sputtered. What do you think that, you know, what do you say that Mountain Home has to get right to get it back rolling again?
You know, we had said that they've been so close. There's just been one or two things that they've been able to I saw a lot of overthrow passes tonight, a lot of short passes. It was really nice to see Tabor back out there tonight, though. He creates a big target for you to throw to. Just for whatever reason, him and Bryce couldn't connect. I think there's one or two completions they had made, but they really had some struggles tonight. Also, you know, you had some positions or some possessions that just didn't go the way Mountain Home had hoped. You know, they'd get a bad spot or they wouldn't be able to quite pick up the first down. So, you know, overall, I think you've got to be happy with their performance tonight. If you're Mountain Home, you've got a lot to work on still, but you saw some rays of hope. I mean, the reality is Benton is a phenomenal team. Seeing them here in person, you know, I knew they were good, but to actually watch them up close, they're really good, Sonny. And we knew the Bombers would have their hands full, but man, this Benton team is great.
Yeah, I think the Bombers are going to look back at this one and see some opportunities. Two turnovers really hurt. Benton cashed in on both of those. And tough loss for the Bombers tonight. I know they were hoping to come down here and really make a statement after taking out Van Buren, but, you know, Mount Home has now played the top three teams in this conference. Lake Hamilton won tonight. They're undefeated in the conference. Greenwood won tonight. They're undefeated in the conference. But due to the COVID situations, Greenwood and Lake Hamilton now both 3-0, and Benton moves to 4-0. We'll come back and check some stats in just a moment. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
The Locker Room is your hometown sporting goods store. Whether it's business, team, or personal, no order is too big or small. The Locker Room. They do it all. Hats, t-shirts, and jackets. Locally owned and operated, The Locker Room specializes in screen printing, monogramming, trophies, and major label sporting apparel and accessories. Show support of your favorite team with their personally customizable masks. The Locker Room, proud supporter of the Mountain Home Bombers. The Locker Room, Highway 62 East, next to Pizza Hut of Mountain Home. Go Bombers!
Community banking means investing in our community. At Centennial Bank, we invest our time and energy in helping our friends and neighbors grow, explore possibilities, and achieve their dreams. We proudly sponsor the student athletes of the Mountain Home Bombers. So whether you're in the game or in the stands, we support the things that mean the most to you because you mean the most to us. We're Centennial Bank, Arkansas's community bank, member FDIC.
The best treatment begins with the best diagnosis. And Drs. Tom Knox, Russ Rawls, and Jason McConnell at Knox Orthopedics provide excellence in orthopedic care by basing their practice on this philosophy. That's why you'll find state-of-the-art diagnostic equipment, like the new magnetic resonance imaging machine at their clinic, and why you can rest assured any surgical procedures and recommended therapies for your degenerative condition or injury are going to produce the best possible outcome.
Knox Orthopedics continues to carefully follow prescribed guidelines for patient and staff safety.
For over 50 years, Harold Tucker Auto Parts has been serving the Twin Lakes area. Thank you, Twin Lakes area. See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for parts both foreign and domestic, from parts for automobiles to parts for mowers. They have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies, too. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist for over 50 years. Family-owned and four generations strong. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, proud to sponsor the Mountain Home Bombers, 810 South Street, Mountain Home, 425-5040.
CenterPoint Energy takes many steps to help ensure the safety of gas lines in your community and shares important tips like the following. A distinct odor similar to rotten eggs is added to natural gas. If you smell it, clear the area and immediately call CenterPoint Energy. Plus, always remember to call 811 before you dig or begin an outdoor project. Natural gas is one of the safest fuels. To find more tips, visit centerpointenergy.com/gas safety.
New appliances mean a family recipe simmering on the stove and fresh sheets in the dryer. At the Home Depot, they also mean saving even more on your next appliance. Samsung brings innovation to your kitchen and laundry room. And right now, we'll bring it right to your door, delivered free. Bring style and function home with fall savings on your next Samsung appliance at the Home Depot. How doers get more done. Free delivery on purchases $396 or more, valid through October 21st, U.S. only.
GEICO presents Monster Counseling.
Dracula, tell me how you're feeling.
No one understands how lonely it is. No one will even let me into their house. I knock and I knock, but they ignore me.
Uh-huh. What else?
I look in the mirror and I don't even see myself anymore.
If you don't see yourself clearly, can you really expect others to?
I'm having a breakthrough.
It's not easy to be a vampire, but with GEICO, it's super easy to switch and save hundreds on your car insurance.
We continue with the Bombers postgame show on Classic Hits 101.7.
Back with you in Benton, Arkansas, as the Mountain Home Bombers have suffered a 35-7 loss at the hands of the Benton Panthers. Boy, look at these stats, Tobias and Benton. Boy, they put together a great offensive night. Tell us a little bit about them.
Yeah, no shocker. Benton with 556 yards of offense, which was phenomenal, led by Brown, their quarterback, who was 29 for 46 for 409 yards passing. We knew he would air it out tonight, but boy, did he ever. Mountain Home with 297 yards with McKay, who was 12 for 29 for 136 yards. 24 rushes, 30 yards. Thought he did a good job tonight. Hershberger, 29 touches for 134 yards. Walker, the leading receiver, 5 receptions for 77 yards. And nice to see Tabor back there, who had 3 receptions for 12 yards.
All right, we are going to give out our player of the game. And that honor tonight is going to go to Gage Hershberger for his 29 carries and 134 yards rushing. Player of the game is brought to you by Mr. Mike Stockton, financial consultant at Financial Services and Investment Strategies Group. You can call them at 870-701-5160. Tobias, what do you take positive and what do you build on as you head into Siloam Springs? Siloam will be on the road next week. Siloam took one on the chin tonight at the hands of Lake Hamilton, 42 to, I believe, 17. And Matt's going to check all those scores for us in a little bit. But what do you build on here?
Well, I think you just said it with your player of the game. Hershberger had some great contact, yards after contact. He did a good job running the football tonight. You know, for whatever reason, it seemed like the pass, they need to go back and kind of reevaluate things there on the passing game, figure out what wasn't working there. I think Siloam Springs next week is a team that you can totally beat. They could definitely go into Siloam and wreak havoc over there. So I'm excited about next week for the Bombers. You know, I think there's a lot you take from this game, both positive and things to work on. But, I mean, you've got to be proud of the effort tonight of these kids. They came out here tonight. They worked hard. And what I love, Sonny, and sort of talked about at the beginning, this new attitude, they never gave up. They down to the wire, they battled this thing out, and a great effort by the Bombers tonight.
All right. I want to say thank you to Neil Denton from the Baxter Bulletin for helping us out with these statistics tonight. That's going to wrap things up from Everett Field in Benton, Arkansas. I'm going to turn it over to Matt. He's going to give you some scores and take you up to the scoreboard show coming up at 10. For my play-by-play partner, Tobias Pugsley, and my engineer, Matt Sharp, back at the station, I'm Sonny Elliott. Everybody have a great evening.
You've been listening to Mountain Home Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7. Bomber Football is brought to you by Next, Centennial Bank, The Locker Room, Harold Tucker Auto Parts, Farmers and Merchants Bank, Chad Bashir's Edward Jones, Ideal RV, Harvest Bank, Salvation Army, Coleman Family Dentistry, Strider Consulting, ASC Warranty, Nosari Home Mortgage, Scott Tabor Shelter Insurance, James Boyette State Farm, FNBC, Knox Orthopedics, Farmers and Merchants Bank, Families, Inc. Join us each Friday night as the Bombers take the field for Mountain Home Football on Classic Hits 101.7. Matt Sharp checks scores around the state next with our scoreboard update on Classic Hits 101.7.
Hey, Bomber fans, it's Adrian Blackwell from Arvest Bank. This cheer is a shout out to our awesome teachers and amazing paraprofessionals. Thank you for leading with a servant heart, fully devoted to reaching every student every time. We know our children are in good hands when it comes to their learning and development. Your tireless effort to learn new methods of teaching make you forever heroes to many. From all of us at Arvest Bank, go Bombers!
Getting away from it all has been incredibly important these past few months. Creating memories with family in a nice, safe recreational vehicle is also an amazing way to socially distance. Sounds like your own little piece of heaven, right? Ideal RV has known that secret since 1971, offering not only great new and used RVs, but also full-service maintenance, repair, winterization, and storage facilities. For the ideal memory maker, it's Ideal RV. Call Ideal RV, Highway 5 North, 481-5400.
Financial investments are very important, but so are the investments of time, patience, and encouragement our young athletes receive from their coaches, teachers, and mentors. Chad Bashir's, your Mountain Home Edward Jones financial advisor, understands this. That's why Chad Bashir's is a proud sponsor of the Mountain Home Bombers football team on Classic Hits 101.7. For all of your investment needs, call 425-6364 or stop by the office at 1410 Highway 62 West. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Member SIPC.
If requests to Mountain Home Salvation Army continues at this pace, there will not be enough resources to fulfill all the Angel Tree requests and food donations for Christmas. The thought of hungry kids without the sparkle of Christmas is not how this year, of all years, will end. This is Major Michelle Robbins of the Salvation Army. Help us rescue Christmas. Please consider making an annual gift to the Salvation Army today via contactless Red Kettle contribution. Text Kettles to 91999. Together, we can rescue this Christmas.
Need a little good news in your life? Well, here's the deal. State Farm has new lower car insurance rates in Arkansas, so you can now get the service and convenience of State Farm agent James Boyette at an even better price. That's right, State Farm can help you save more cash and get the good neighbor service you deserve. It's the real deal for car insurance. State Farm agent James Boyette is ready to help you save at Mountain Home. Call James today at 870-425-4540. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Nearly everyone is looking for and finding joy in the simple pleasures of home. Home cooking, homegrown, homemade everything. With Farmers and Merchants Bank and the Bank of Fayetteville, even home mortgages and home refis are comfortable with online applications and are specialists by appointment. Go to mebanking.com. Easy as pie, homemade or not. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Sponsored by Open Jar Concepts. Consult your physician prior to discontinuing use of any medication. Attention. This is an important message to anyone who has been diagnosed with cancer after prolonged use of Zantac or other heartburn medication. Recently, the FDA has warned that Zantac and other medications containing the heartburn drug ranitidine may be contaminated with cancer-causing agents. This announcement has been followed by drug companies recalling their generic ranitidine and Zantac products, while drugstores are pulling these products from their shelves. If you or a loved one has been diagnosed with cancer after using Zantac or other heartburn medications regularly, you may be entitled to significant compensation. Call 800-541-8165 now for a free legal consultation and to see if you're eligible to file a claim. Time restrictions may apply, and you pay nothing unless there's a recovery in your favor. So call 800-541-8165 now. Again, 800-541-8165. That's 800-541-8165.
And we welcome you back into the Bombers postgame show. Matt Sharp joining you from the studio as Mountain Home falls to Benton tonight by a score of 35-7. Boy, that's a game that Bombers just had their hands full this evening. Benton, the Panthers coming into this game ranked ninth in the state overall and third in Class 6A. Let's take a look at what else is going on. First off, in the 6A West, one game still in progress in the fourth quarter. It is going down to the wire. Little Rock Parkview, who is ranked fifth in Class 6A, they're leading, but just by 1 point. The Patriots are up on Van Buren 21-20 in the final period. The other two games have gone final. It was Greenwood, who's ranked fourth in the state overall, number one in Class 6A, defeating Russellville by a count of 48-10. And Lake Hamilton, who's ranked eighth in the state overall and second in Class 6A, ended up topping Siloam Springs tonight by a score of 42-19. On the local level, we have yet to see a score update on the game between the Yelville Summit and Conway Christian. Salem lost to another set of Greyhounds tonight from Newport, 51-14. Newport came into this game ranked second in Class 3A. Melbourne got the win tonight on the road. They went to Searcy and beat Riverview 42-12. It was Harrison who was ranked fifth in Class 5A, defeating Valonia tonight by a final of 48-16. West Plains ended up beating up on Waynesville 56-20. It was Hollister tonight playing at Mount Vernon. The last score he had was from the third quarter. The Tigers were up 12-0. Forsyth playing at Pleasant Hope. Haven't seen a score on that one as of yet. Branson fell to Joplin this evening by a final score of 45-24. And it was Ava playing at Kabul this evening. That game has gone final. The Bears lost to Kabul 34-18. In the Arkansas Sports Media Top 10 games that I haven't yet mentioned, most of them have gone final. Actually, it looks like all of them have gone final. As Bryant, who's number one in the state overall and in Class 7A as well, shut out Little Rock Southwest this evening by a final score of 70-0. Bentonville, who's ranked second in the state overall and in Class 7A, defeated Fayetteville tonight by a final of 59-14. North Little Rock, who's third in the state overall and in Class 7A, pounded Little Rock Catholic 49-10. Number five, Pulaski Academy, who was also number one in Class 5A, went down to Texas and doubled up Tyler Legacy 50-25. This was kind of a last second addition after the Bruins game with Mom Hill ended up getting canceled. Number six, Conway, who's also number four in Class 7A, defeated Fort Smith Northside by a final score of 48-12. Bentonville West, who is tied for 10th, played at Harbor this evening, and let's see if that game has gone final. Actually, I don't guess it has. Actually, no, I take that back. It has. And Bentonville West looks like we'll probably drop out. We'll be dropping out of the top 10 after the Wolverines lost to Harbor tonight by a score of 33-17 in Springdale. And Wynn, who is tied with Bentonville West for that number 10 ranking, they're also ranked second in Class 5A, defeated Batesville tonight by a final score of 49-20. We've already gone through. The only thing I haven't mentioned in class in the top 10 is that the 7th-ranked Cabot, their game with Little Rock Central was canceled. The Panthers are also ranked 5th in Class 7A. And we've gone through all the scores in the Class 7A top 5. In the Class 6A top 5, number 4, Searcy, playing at home tonight against Pine Bluff. And let's see if there's an update on that game. There is. So the fourth quarter, the Lions are losing to the Zebras by a score of 32-21. In the Class 5A top 5 games I haven't yet mentioned, number 3, Little Rock Christian, defeated Little Rock Hall tonight by a final score of 59-27. Fourth-ranked Texarkana was idle this week. Looks like we'll have a new number 1 when the next rankings come out in the Class 4A top 5. Top-ranked Nashville ended up losing to Ashdown tonight by a score of 26-24. So it looks like number 2, Arkadelphia, will probably be the new number 1 when the new rankings come out. The Badgers defeated Harmony Grove Haskell this evening by a final of 54-14. Also this evening, number 3, Joe T. Robinson, playing at home tonight against Malvern. And see, that's a score. We've got the last score we had was from the third quarter. The Senators were up on Malvern by a score of 14-6. Last score we had was from halftime. Fourth-ranked Shiloh Christian was leading Gentry by a score of 58-7, and the game between fifth-ranked Rivercrest and Highland ended up getting canceled. The Highland Rebels really having some issues with COVID-19 the last couple of weeks. In the Class 3A top five games that I haven't yet mentioned, third-ranked Prescott playing at home against Genoa Central. And let's see, that game has not gone final that we know of. Looks like the game is still in progress. And in the fourth quarter, it's all Curly Wolves. They're up on Genoa Central 52-0. Number 4, McGee, playing at Ryzen tonight. And let's see, that game I think may have gone final. And looks like... I'm sorry, I take that back. That was a last-second cancellation as well. And fifth-ranked Hoxie ended up defeating Pickett tonight by a final score of 54-28. Number 1, Harding Academy is idle this week. And finally, in the Class 2A top 5, number 1, Fordyce, defeated Strong in a 55-0 shutout. It was number 2, Desark, over Carlisle by a count of 44-14. Third-ranked Gurdon playing at Magnet Cove this evening. And let's see if that game has not gone final. Let's see if the last score we had was from halftime. The Go Devils were all over Magnet Cove, 42-6. Number 4, Poen, doubled up Mount Ida by a count of 42-21, and it was 5th-ranked Junction City over Parker's Chapel, 53-14. We're going to take another break. We'll come back and put a wrap on this broadcast. Again, Mountain Home falls to Benton tonight by a final score of 35-7. You're listening to the Bombers Postgame Show on Classic Hits 101.7.
COVID-19 has presented a number of challenges, and unfortunately, identity theft is one of them. FNBC is proud to offer cobalt checking with ID Protect to defend against fraud. ID Protect gives you regular access to 3-in-1 credit reports, credit monitoring, and much more. Should fraud occur, ID Protect can help you restore your credit. Stop by one of the 11 locations or visit online at fnbc.us. There's only one you, and cobalt checking at FNBC helps keep it that way.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, certain rules and restrictions apply.
We at Coleman Family Dentistry want to see your whole family smile while cheering on your favorite sports team. That's why we have opened a second convenient location in Cotter. With services designed for children 3 and up, we are a place the whole family can get their teeth checked. We have state-of-the-art equipment, technologies, and 2 great locations, all giving you plenty of reasons to smile. Call Coleman Family Dentistry today and meet Dr. Brad Coleman, Dr. Kyle Barton, and the newest member of the family, me, Dr. Austin Wilkie.
Civil engineers design, construct, and maintain large public works, such as roads, bridges, and buildings. That's what Strider Consulting does. They help plan and design for the future of our area and are proud to support our local community. The Strider Consulting team is excited to support our local Bomber sports teams, FFA, Bomb Squad, and more. Strider Consulting is proud to cheer on all Mountain Home Bombers and congratulates them all on their hard work. Strider Consulting, engineering for the future.
I told you that front tire needed air.
I know, Dad.
Where's the tire iron? I told you, always keep a tire iron in a jack.
I know, Dad. I got it. Roadside assistance is included with my shelter insurance auto policy. It's one of the reasons you told me to get it. Remember?
Maybe you do listen after all.
At Shelter, listening to you is what we do best.
Shelter Insurance just announced lower auto rates. See Agent Scott Tabor for more details.
The Bombers are working hard for success. This is Mike Stockton, financial advisor at FSIS Group. When you work as hard for your money, you don't want to take chances with risky investments. We believe in informed investing and will help you find investments that align with your goals. For sound investment advice, call us at 870-701-5160. That's 870-701-5160, located in Mountain Home. FSIS Group is not a broker-dealer and is independent of RJFS. Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA SIPC, life well planned.
As one of the leading counseling practices in Arkansas, Families, Inc. provides mental health services on an individual, couple, family, and group basis. We offer a variety of therapeutic services for children, adolescents, and adults. Our licensed health professionals assist patients in resolving conflicts with others, understanding feelings such as anxiety and depression, and providing emotional support. If you or someone you love is hurting, give us a call or visit us online at familiesinc.net because life is meant to be enjoyed.
First Security Bank is here cheering you on to help you reach your goals. We're proud to be your community bank. We'll celebrate when you win, and if you don't, we'll support you even more, just like we do for each other. First Security, a proud supporter of our Mountain Home Bombers. Together, we're better. Together, we're Arkansas strong. Go Bombers! First Security Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
And we welcome you back into the Bombers postgame show for the last time this evening. Again, Mountain Home falls to Benton by a score of 35-7. And we're about to put a wrap on tonight's broadcast. We'll be coming up in a couple of minutes. Will be the newest edition of the Gift Arkansas 529 Friday night scoreboard show with Rex Nelson and Nate Olson of Hooton's Arkansas Football. That'll be coming up in just a little less than 2 minutes. And that's going to wrap up tonight's broadcast. So I want to thank Sonny Elliott and Tobias Pugsley at the stadium. And I want to thank you for joining us on the air and online at ktlo.com. Our next broadcast will come your way next Friday night as Mountain Home plays at Solemn Springs. We hope you'll join us then. Again, for everyone at Classic Hits 101.7, I'm Matt Sharp reminding you our final score tonight. The Benton Panthers 35 and the Mountain Home Bombers 7. Good night, everyone.